Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, the Dealer On Academy Q3 Automotive Marketing Briefing. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today, and today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. And for anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. Oh, I also want to let you know that Sean Raines and Greg Gifford will both be presenting at the upcoming Internet Battle Plan in Myrtle Beach. You going to be there? If you are, please go say hi to both Sean and Greg. And they'll also be speaking at the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention in Vegas, baby. That's right. Dealer On will be exhibiting there, too. So if you're going to be there, then you got to stop by booth 601 and say hi. I'll be there, too. We have the best booth around, so don't miss it. Booth 601. Can't wait to see you there. And we have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have members of the Dealer On executive team to speak to us today about current automotive marketing updates, industry perspectives, and best practices. This webinar will be packed with great information and is designed to be an interactive exchange with ample time dedicated to Q&A. Today's members of the Dealer On leadership team that are here, I know Ali Amirazvani is here. He's the president, CEO, and co-founder of Dealer On. He's responsible for leading and growing the company toward an even brighter future. And Amir Amirazvani, co-founder and executive vice president, has been instrumental in the success and growth of Dealer On. He is a conversion expert. Joining us later on will be Greg Gifford. He's our director of search and social. He's responsible for our comprehensive digital strategies that get dealers noticed online. And you know what? We're going to have probably a few more people dropping by as well. So get those questions in for any of our experts. Now, during the presentation, you got questions, we got answers. So use that question feature. It's located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. Also, don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will be emailed to you later today for your reference. Please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh, and guess what? Our good friends at AutoHook are sponsoring this week's webinar giveaway. AutoHook is a showroom traffic driver. They've built the ultimate attribution engine, which tracks that customer through the lead, showroom visit, and purchase, and then delivers a cost per sale that's best in the industry. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win a $250 e-gift card from our friends at AutoHook. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned. You could be the one walking away with this awesome prize today. And for more information about AutoHook, visit lead2show.com. That's lead with the number 2show.com. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey. So fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want to know what you have to say. So let your opinion be heard. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Ali at Ali Amirazvani, Amir at Amir Amirazvani, and Greg Gifford at, you guessed it, at Greg Gifford. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started with the Dealer On Academy Q3 Automotive Marketing Briefing. Gentlemen, how are you guys today?
Been fantastic.
Excellent.
Great, Eliana.
Love it, love it. So you know what? We're going to start off with El Jefe, Ali Amirazvani. He's going to start us off and tell us what's new, hip, and exciting over at Dealer On and around the industry. Ali, please. You know what? You can go to the next slide as well.
Chris, next slide.
There we go.
Awesome. So, hey, everyone, this is Ali. Thank you so much for joining us today, taking the time out of your busy schedule. Got a lot of really exciting things to share in this quarter, some new things that have happened and kind of what's coming down the pipe that Dealer On's really excited about. I'm here in Dallas, Texas, visiting our Dallas office. So I'm sitting here with my brother and co-founder, Amir. And I guess we will go ahead and kick it off and kind of talk about some of the new things that have happened that we're really excited about, and then take it down into some new products and services that either you've already heard about but haven't possibly taken advantage of, or just new things that are just about to hit. So I guess first and foremost, we're really excited to announce, and I'm sure a lot of you have already heard about this, but in the past month and a half, we've officially been accepted in two new OEM programs, the first being the Acura program and the second being Mercedes.
Nice.
So for each of these programs, we are one of four different providers that are now accepted into that program, so you can have a certified website through Acura and Mercedes. Adding to the total different OEMs they have is that 10 that we're involved in certified programs. The other really exciting thing, or two other really exciting things for us, first and foremost is that Dealeron has officially joined Google's Premier Partner Program, which is just a huge thing for us, something that we've been fighting towards, and it finally has happened. We are one of only a handful of companies that are part of that program. So really exciting things coming down the pipe by being part of that program and many different ways in which we're going to be able to leverage our relationship with Google. So we're really excited about that. The other big thing for us has to do with Toyota and Toyota's digital fixed ops program. Again, we're one of only a handful of vendors that are now part of that fixed ops digital advertising program that's, already been announced, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, dealers can begin signing up as of August 1st. So there's a couple things that we really wanted to announce that are pretty exciting as far as things that have already happened. There are some events that we're going to be taking part in. We just announced the Internet Battle Plan coming up next week, an additional digital dealer between August 8th through 10th. One of the other things that we're really excited about is this whole new event series that Dealeron is going to be putting together. And since this was Amir's baby, I'll let him kind of talk you through exactly what that is and where the first event's going to be at.
Okay, so in coattailing on Ali's big announcement of being accepted into Google's Premier Partner Program, we thought we would celebrate that with hosting a free event with Google at various Top Golf locations throughout the country. So the idea behind this event is that we would spend a full day of learning, networking, and having fun. Google would come in and present on the latest best practices as it pertains to mobile and search and micro moments. We'll have Nikki Walsh from Google at the first event. And of course, our very own Greg Gifford's going to give us a deep dive into local SEO. Sean Raines will be talking about some of the latest in mobile PPC and how to achieve the highest click-through rates and conversion rates and quality score. And then I will be sharing some of my latest research on website conversion for the mobile car buyer. So this is something that you'd be interested in. It's going to be the first event. It'll be in Northern Virginia. We'll probably be doing about 20 of these across the country, spreading them out with about 90-day increments, and we would love to have you attend. Like I said, for Dealeron customers especially, there is no charge, and Google and Dealeron will be covering all the expenses and delivering all the content. So if you are interested in attending, please send me an email. It's just amir@dealeron.com, and I'll make sure you get everything you need to be registered.
Wow, you guys know how to start off a show. Holy moly, that was a lot of big news. Oh, my gosh. Do you have anything else you want to share?
Yeah, definitely. So we've got a bunch more having to do with new products and items that maybe have already been released, haven't been taken advantage of. So let me touch on those. So a couple things that I'm not sure a lot of our customers are aware that we actually offer. So let me touch on those first. One of the new cool things that we have is an integration that we've set up with Android Pay and Apple Wallet. And essentially, historically we've had the way where you go throughout the website, anywhere where there's some sort of offer or coupon, you can trigger you can click to send that offer or that coupon to mobile, you can click to print that coupon. We've built out an integration directly with Android Pay and Apple Wallet where now you can click to send to your Apple Wallet, or you can click to send to Android Pay. The big benefit here is that now those coupons or those offers, whatever they may be, actually reside on your cell phone. This is something available to all Dealeron customers. that are, you know, contracted directly with Dealeron. The different OEM programs are a little bit different, as there's three different packages, and they're all a little bit different, so some of these may or may not be included in the base pack, but you're going to have to check with that different OEM program. But at any rate, for the rest of the Dealeron customer base, it's not through an OEM program. This is available. But at any rate, the way that works and what's really exciting about it is that that offer now resides on your cell phone. You don't need any app, so you didn't have to install anything in order for it to reside on your cell phone. It now lives on your cell phone, and it can actually be updated remotely. So it could have been an offer on an oil change, and later we update that offer to something else, or we reduce that offer, or we know some information about that user, and based on that, we update it based on, you know, a series of data that we have. The other really exciting thing about it, and there's many different ways in which this can be utilized, it also has location-based system built in, again, without needing any app. So if you downloaded one of these coupons onto your cell phone, when you drive by the dealership, based on hitting, I think it's within 150 meters of driving by the location, you're going to get a notification on your cell phone that you can use this coupon nearby. So again, another way that you can stay ahead and in front of your customers. There also are some beacon technology that's actually built into the Android Pay and Apple Wallet that we're also going to be building into the service that is going to be pretty exciting as well. Another way where you can retarget to people that have either downloaded, you know, one of these offers or have actually been into the dealership, which segues into our actual beacon offer that, you know, is even separate from what we were talking about, Android Pay and Apple Wallet, where we are also releasing our whole new beacon service, where, again, you can have multiple different beacons, you know, set up for your dealership, you know, one in the service department, one in F&I, many different ways that we can actually leverage them. And then, you know, you have different offers that will trigger different ways in which you can retarget to your showroom visitors. So really, really exciting stuff. And, you know, if you have any questions about that, feel free to ask. And we've got a team on that can answer any of those questions that you may have. So that's one of the things that I wanted to touch on. One of the other things that you may or may not be taking advantage of that actually integrates into one of our new offerings as well is one that's called Mobile Lead Driver. And I'm sorry we don't have any visuals for these here. This was kind of a last-minute addition to talk about some of these new products. But again, this is something that is free. There is no cost for it. And again, it's included in some of the different OEM programs, packages. You have to check those out. But essentially, Mobile Lead Driver is a tool that we use to help generate more leads on your mobile device. You know, obviously, everyone's seeing mobile traffic is increasing. We're obviously seeing click-to-call is increasing. But we want to be able to harvest as many actual form submissions as well. So essentially, the Mobile Lead Driver is a banner that goes across the top of your mobile device and follows you from page to page. It could be any offer. It doesn't have to be a cash-based incentive. It can be really anything you want. And as you go from page to page, the offer follows you around once you've seen a vehicle of interest or something that, you know, gets you to a point where you're ready to interact. You could click on the banner, fill out your contact information, and generate a lead. So that, at its simplest form, can increase, depending upon the offer that you have, can add a 1% lift to conversion rate. So if you're getting 1,000 visits per month to your mobile site, that would add an additional, you know, 10 leads per month. So it's one of those things that we definitely do want to take advantage of. There is no cost. Definitely call into your account management teams. Ask about Mobile Lead Driver. Let's get it set up for you. The next thing that segues from there that, again, is integrated with that tool is our geofencing product. And this is a really, really exciting tool where essentially with the geofencing piece, you can market to any particular area. So through our system, you would go in, you'd look at the map, and you can circle any geographic area. It doesn't matter how small or how large. So you could circle a city, a faraway city. You can circle a whole state if you wanted to. Different ways in which people searching from within that area are going to be privy to certain offers that they would see on whether it's desktop, tablet, or handheld. And then basically the way it works is, for example, some of the different variations in which you can use it. You know, we know that people are going to your competitors' lots. They're going to be on the competitors' lots searching your dealership or other dealerships to find better pricing or see what's available while they're either on your lot or on your competition's lot. Well, by geofencing all your competitors, we can then know when they come to your website that they're on the competition's lot, and then we can use that banner on mobile, as they're going to be on their mobile device, to be able to offer certain incentives or certain ways of letting them know that, hey, we'll match any competitor's price, we'll beat any competitor's price, sorry, by $500 or whatever we want to do. Many different ways of utilizing it that way, as, you know, consumers are showrooming. Then one of the other ways that in which we've used it really effectively is, you know, if there's any large business in your area, you know, if you've got a university in your area, you would circle those large businesses and then have an offer that's specific and exclusive for, you know, employees of that business or students of University of Maryland, you know, come in and save an additional whatever, you know, any sort of offer that you want. Those are some of the ways of using it. Some of the other ways that we've done is, you know, if there are cities that are typically a little bit outside of the reach of where you're typically pulling in customers, but obviously you see that you are getting customers from those cities, we can circle those cities that are, you know, anywhere from 15, 20, 30, 40 miles out. And we know that now people from those cities that are searching, we can then have a special offer to give them that extra incentive that they may need to make the trek and come down to the dealership. So again, you can have an unlimited number of offers. We can go nuts and create a bunch of these different geofences, test them, try different things. And again, this is all included for standard dealer on customers, OEM programs. They come in certain packages. So those are a couple of different things that I want to talk about. Then two more real quick. One that I'll save, you know, kind of one of the best for last, a big announcement. But one of the other ones that we have is we've now fully integrated a parts and accessories e-commerce solution, where, again, you can completely go through the entire process of looking up your parts. We have the entire OEM database of all parts and accessories for every OEM except, I think, Lamborghini, one of the extremely high-line ones, but pretty much all OEMs, we have all that. So you can go online, you can learn about the part, you can order it, you can pay for it completely end-to-end. But the really, really exciting part is that this solution is fully integrated into the website platform. So what that means is every part that you have is actually going to have its own landing page on the website platform. This is not your typical framed-in solution that you have with some of the other providers that are out there today. So every single part has a specific page. It's also directly integrated with the structured data, so it actually is being piped into structured data, so it's actually ranking better online. We're seeing a huge lift in obviously number of pages being indexed. But another big piece to the puzzle there is, you know, really getting additional website traffic from this and it being different than everything else that's out there. So a really exciting solution. We are have been betaing it now with a handful of accounts. It will be ready probably to go live fully within the next, I'd say, 30 days maximum, somewhere in that range. So that's really something we're excited about. But now for the big announcement, you know, a lot of our customers have been asking, you know, where are you guys going down the path of, you know, dealer.com has the digital retailing piece. You know, what are you guys going to be doing there? Are you going down the path of, you know, being able to have the complete online car buying experience, the complete ability to actually transact online? And we are excited to announce that we are also in beta with a solution that we've completely integrated into our platform. It is the only one of its kind. There is no solution today that's out there that does actually as much as this solution does. And we're really, really excited to be able to demo this for all of our customers. But this one also will be at the point where we'll be ready to start rolling this out probably in about 30 days or so. But a complete end-to-end solution where you do everything online from, really? You know, your trade to the entire part. You know, it's directly integrated with DealerTrack. We're getting data from multiple different providers so that we can do everything online. Really, really exciting thing that we have. And, again, in about 30 days, we'll be ready to demo this for everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so a handful of new products, and those were kind of some of the bigger announcements. Amir, am I missing anything? No, we touched on everything, yeah. So, yeah, so those were some of the big items that I wanted to discuss, and I guess we can open it up to questions. Or Chris, were you going to add anything?
I think that was pretty comprehensive.
I can't imagine you have anything else. You named like 12 amazing things that DealerOn is up to. makes me think that I should have you guys on more than once every 3 months. That's amazing. By the way, one of our attendees, David, he wrote in, man, Dealeron is so frickin' cutting edge. He actually wrote frickin'. I didn't say that. Okay. Which leads me to our first question. Ali, if you're ready, I would love to throw out the first question, which also came from David.
Please.
Okay. So after he said we were cutting edge, then he said, Dealeron is becoming available for OEMs is so exciting. Is there any possibility of Dealeron becoming available as an OEM site for Ford, Lincoln, or the Chrysler Dodge Jeep family in the future? I know. You might not be able to say it, but he's asking.
All I can say is that we have made many trips up to Dearborn and had got pretty excited a couple of times, but as of this point, nothing has really progressed. I wish I had more information for you there. We're really working hard. There are some things going on with Ford that can't really discuss, but not on the website end as of yet. But
okay.
Hopefully in the future of this webinar, Ford's going to hear this and all of a sudden things are going to change. Who knows?
Okay, and David wrote in, well, if it's possible, I know you guys will make it happen. So thank you so much, David, for the great question. All right, next question actually came in from a couple different people. For instance, Lexi wrote in, what is the best way to increase conversion rates? Not too dissimilar from Tony, who wrote in, what triggers can you recommend that I use on my website for higher conversions? Since we have our resident conversion expert, Amir, in the house. Amir, I was hoping you could help Tony and Lexi with those questions. What would you do? You have a dealership website. What should we be doing on our dealership website for higher conversions when it comes to triggers?
So triggers are very important, and when you use the word trigger, it's important to take in consideration what sort of stimuli are you using to try to trigger what type of behavior. So once you figure out those two important things, then you can start to leverage them very systematically on your website. In all the testing we've done and all the research we've done, we've come down to narrowing it down to about 5 different triggers that we think every time you have the opportunity and when it's appropriate, if you can leverage one of these triggers, you will have an opportunity to boost conversion. Now, we didn't come up with these triggers. We didn't invent them, but there are some great scientists, neuroscientists out there that have done extensive testing on what these triggers are, and all we've done is we've taken those and we've tested them in a very controlled environment, and we've been able to see some great gains. I won't go through what each one of the triggers are, and if anyone's interested, I'd be happy to jump on a call later to do something more comprehensive. But there are 2 that we have tested that have been really outperforming every other trigger out there. And those have to do with the laws of scarcity and social proof. So what I mean by that is whenever we can make a vehicle or an offer or something that your dealership sells seem like it's in short supply, demand for that product goes up dramatically.
Okay.
So since we're in the car business and since we have incentives that expire every month, we have cars that are only in our inventory for a certain period of time, we have rare vehicles, we can leverage the psychological principle of scarcity really effectively. If you only have 2 of a certain particular vehicle in stock, it's really important right next to your call to action that you display only 2 in stock. Hurry, act now, limited availability. Those are some ways where you can insert scarcity into your vehicle details pages to get people to act now as opposed to waiting till later. Social proof, that's a really important one, and the best way we found to incorporate social proof is we work so hard to go out there and generate all these positive reviews on sites like Google and Yelp and cars.com, and that's great because as people are doing their research and they see that you have, a 4.5-star rating and 150 reviews, that builds a lot of confidence on these third-party sites. What we found is it's critical to strategically type in those reviews on your own website and display them at the right time and the right place So when someone's apprehensive about picking up the phone or inputting their contact information in one of your lead forms, they can see that there's 10 other people who did the same thing and had a positive experience, and that will help build the trust and the confidence to get them to complete that transaction. So those are, a couple triggers that we've seen, that we've utilized, that have meaningful results, and I hope that you can find a way to incorporate those into your website. If you have a dealer on platform, all those things are already built in, so you should be already taking advantage of them.
I love it. Okay, Lexi did write back in, and she said one of the dealerships has a dealer on website. So would you believe, in response to Lexi's question, is there anything that you could do differently on a dealer on website that you can't do on a website provided by somebody else, or these conversion techniques would work on any website?
So the conversion techniques will work on any website. There are some elements of maybe the way that we lay out a VDP or some elements on the way that we lay out, you know, the search results page in which certain ones of these principles that, you know, the principle of scarcity and in different ways in which we already have our system set up that make it easy for us to show, you know, the number of inquiries that there have been on a particular vehicle or how many views a vehicle have had or how many that are left in stock and those sort of things that another platform may or may not have access to. So there's some minor things that maybe you can't do on another site, but for the most part, you can leverage these on any platform. There are testing tools that I'm sure everyone's aware of out there that can be used on any platform, things like Optimizely, which is a split testing tool, also Visual Website Optimizer, which is another one that you can really use on any platform and should make it pretty easy to run some of these tests. But I don't think there's anything that specific to the dealer on platform other than some of these built-in pieces that we have that maybe other platforms may not have.
All right. Lexi, thank you so much for the great question. And we're moving on. And audience, we're looking forward to some more questions from you, so send them on in, all right? All right, next question is about mobile. So I hope I heard a rumor that maybe DeVito was in town and DeVito is going to be on the call. DeVito, hopefully you're there. Here's the question about mobile. This comes in from Lisa. She says, how can I further optimize my site for mobile? DeVito, are you there?
I am here, actually.
Yay!
So there's, I mean, how's it going?
I'm doing good. For anyone who might not know, Michael DeVito is our chief creative officer, and he is brilliant, and he has a special affinity for mobile. So I'm so glad you're here to answer our mobile questions. Thank you so much for being here, Michael. Okay, so Lisa wants to know how to further optimize her site for mobile. Any advice?
So, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, is Lisa on our platform, just out of curiosity?
I have no idea. Lisa, right?
No idea.
In.
Okay.
No.
Okay. We'll pretend she's not. So,
okay.
There's a lot of things you can do. I mean, the number one thing to really consider beyond site speed, which is obviously of critical importance, is really the user experience. So making sure that you're tailoring things like your, you know, banner rotators or whatever to the actual size of the device. So one of the things that happens a lot of time is we do a lot of web browsing and a lot of things are created by advertising agencies and things like that for desktops. So we're talking about big wide screens that, you know, we have a nice big image. And it ends up happening more often than not when we go to mobile is people just end up shrinking the things down for the mobile screen. Well, when we're talking about, you know, a very small and vertical screen, those things, a lot of the text and a lot of the things on them become unreadable because, you know, especially disclaimers or small text, it's just an unreadable thing. So what we really, really recommend that people do, and it's something that we do on occasion when we have clients that are paying us to do, you know, their marketing and things like that, is make sure you're designing stuff or your agency is designing assets for the actual mobile experience. So, you know, again, vertical, people being vertical, you want to make sure that your banners are vertical, not something that's just widescreen and being shrunk down. That's one really simple way that you can optimize it. There's tons and tons of others. But without seeing the site, obviously, it would be difficult to see exactly what, you know, maybe she's doing that maybe there could be a better opportunity to correct. But definitely concentrate on site speed and user experience and making it very simple for people to get at the exact information that they're trying to get at.
I love it. Thank you so much, DeVito. It's so nice to hear your voice. Hope the family's doing well. I'm sure I'm going to have a couple more mobile questions coming in for you. So please stick around. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Right now, we're going to go to our next question, which came in from Andy. Andy says, how has the AdWords changes from May affected your recommendations for your dealers? Oh, gosh. I don't know which one of you gentlemen would be able to answer this. I'm hoping we have...
Marco's here.
Oh, good. Yay. Okay, good. Audience, our AdWords expert, Arco, yes, that's his name, Arco, is here, and he's going to help us all out with this. All right, Arco, are you there?
Yep.
Hey, how you doing, big fella? All right, Arco, this question is from Andy, and again, he says he wants to know, apparently there are some AdWords changes in May. If you could talk to us a little bit about that, and then have you changed your recommendations?
Sure. There are actually two major changes that have taken place over the last couple of months, and hopefully, you know, these are the changes that Andy's talking about. If not, if he can sort of give us the specific change he's referring to, we could explain that too. So a couple of months ago, Google basically decided to do away with right-hand ads. So basically, there would no longer be ads showing up on the right-hand side of Google. What they did do at this point was to now allow four ads on the top of your organic search results. So in the past, you could only have three ads. From the data that we're seeing, and we actually published an article about this, what we have seen is the results are actually positive in that the CTR, or the click-through rate of ads, has actually improved. The average position for ads has improved, and the cost per click has not gone up as much as we would have expected it to in the course of a couple of months. So the long and short of it is, if as a dealer you were on AdWords and you have consistently been in the top two or three positions on Google, this change wouldn't have had that much of an impact. As a result of this change, Google also introduced multiple new ad formats on mobile. Specifically what are called dealership ads. And they're still rolling this out across the nation. But what we've seen that do is to actually generate more calls for dealerships directly. And the third change that took place was to a further change in the ad format where Google is now going to allow two sets of, two lines of text in your ad headline. And again, there has not been enough time to actually, monitor the data for this, but what we are seeing is that the click-through rate does tend to be higher. And at the end of the day, as long as your click-through rates are high, it has a higher tendency to drive, leads, calls, and form submissions, which ultimately sort of affect your day-to-day business.
Great advice. Okay. Andy, if you have a follow-up question, we'd love to hear from you. Arco, thank you so much. Hopefully you'll stick around. I'm sure I'm going to have a couple more questions for you. As a matter of fact, our next question came in from Sharon. And Sharon wrote, what changes have you seen with mobile customers in the last year? So I don't know. DeVito, are you still there? Can you hop in on this as well? What changes have you seen with mobile customers in the last year? Hey. That comes in from Sharon.
Hey, Eliana, this is Chris. Mike had to step out for just a minute. A couple of the things that we have seen are that obviously mobile traffic has continued to increase year over year. I think that Google reported based on their analytics data for, the entire universe of websites that use Google Analytics, that mobile and tablet has now exceeded desktop traffic generally. We have certainly seen that in the automotive industry. We're getting almost 60% of the traffic is coming from tablet and mobile devices, which means then that obviously click-to-call is that much more important feature for your website. I apologize. I've been out of the I've been out of the room for just a moment. But one of the things that was noted by a recent Marchex study was that about 10 to 20% of dealer click-to-calls that were coming in off of automotive dealer websites were going unanswered. So, I mean, that's an opportunity to make, you know, ultimately your dealer's goal is not just to get traffic to their website. It's not just to get someone to, you know, to take an action, but ultimately it's to sell them a car or service their vehicle. If you do not have your sales team and your service department ready to answer calls, particularly if you're paying money to drive that traffic to your site to turn into a showroom visit or a service department visit, I mean, that's a huge waste of your time, your money, and that's an enormous opportunity cost. So, you know, the average dealer spends $600 to $700 in advertising for each vehicle they sell. If you're spending that much money to get someone to the point of actually calling your dealership, you spent $600 to drive that phone call, and then there's no one on the other end to answer that. That is perhaps as big an opportunity to optimize your marketing as any that that you have available to your dealership. So make sure that your ads at times when you can answer phone calls and you can help out consumers who are trying to schedule appointments and service with your dealership.
Thank you so much. And for those of you who might not know, because I know his picture is not on the screen, Chris Deringer is our chief marketing officer here at DealerOn. So if anyone would know, he would. Thank you so much, Chris, for jumping in on that. I really appreciate it. Okay.
No problem.
And thank you so much, Sharon. Great question. Appreciate it. Okay, next question comes in from Lexi again, and she says, and I think this might have to do with, I think this might be for Ali. I think it has to do a little bit with you'll see. Okay, Lexi wrote, is there a mobile emulator in the website editing tools to see how the site will be displayed on mobile? And Ali, I don't know if that's for you or if that is for DeVito.
That would be more for DeVito, but I can answer it.
Okay.
We do not have a mobile emulator in our back end. It's probably a great addition. We ability to preview pages, but if I'm not mistaken, and if DeVito's around, please chime in. I don't believe that we have built it out for mobile. I think it only allows you to preview the page based on desktop. Chris, do you know? Am I correct in saying that?
I believe that that's the case. I think that. Mr. DeVito will be back here in just a minute, so he'd be able to correct us if we're wrong. But there are also some, if we wanted to make sure that we get her email address, Eliana, we can also make some recommendations about how she could preview any changes to her pages that she might be making in an emulator so that she could see those before she sends them live.
Right, because she did write back and she says it's for the mobile websites. So, all right, I think we knew that. All right, and she wrote in her email address. Lexi, thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right, let's see. By the way, is Greg in the house yet? Greg Gifford? What?
He should be on in about 5 to 10 minutes. He's just wrapping up an interview.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so let's hop over to this other question then. To all, this comes from Elmer, and Elmer writes, what is the better platform for promoting fixed ops, focusing on conversion, AdWords, or Facebook, and why? Oh, we have a lot of people to ask. I don't even know who to start with. Okay, gentlemen, who wants to jump in here? Elmer wants to know, if you wanted to promote your fixed ops, what's your best bang for your buck and why?
I'll start with that one. So I think it really depends on what you're currently doing. And do you have I think the first and foremost thing that you can do is make sure that you have the right content on your website. Most dealer websites we look at today, do not have the right content. So with very minimal effort, we can add not even that many pages, 10 total pages to cover your most primary services that you have, get them optimized properly. You know, there'll be a small investment in time. Maybe you might use an outside company to help build those pages, make them really nice, make sure each one of them has, you know, a nice call to action, lead form, structured data built into those sites so they'll index well, and always have some sort of offer if you can for each one of those pages. That's going to give you kind of the base starting point for everything else. But right off the bat, hopefully you're going to get some SEO benefits from it, and you're going to get some more leads from it because you've built out the proper pages. So first and foremost, we need that. Once that is in place, I think no matter what, the next big bang for your buck you're going to get is going to be in looking at doing some paid search and some Facebook marketing. We've seen some pretty good success for fixed ops on Facebook. You know, one of the benefits there is that overall your cost per click, or depending on how you're doing the Facebook campaigns, cost is going to be a little bit lower, and there's ways in which we can make you know, Facebook become pretty, you know, actually produce some pretty great results. So I would look at those two strategies, but again, it depends upon your area, how competitive it is, you know, on the page search side. So that's basically where I'd start. I hope that kind of answered your question.
Does anyone else want to jump in and help Elmer as well? I thought your answer was great, Ali, by the way. Thank you.
So this is Orko. You know, I want to sort of dive in specifically in terms of what it is that you should do in terms of advertising. So Ali is right in saying that, you know, if you had a step one, step two, and step three, it should be website first, AdWords next, or Bing Ads after that, and then Facebook advertising. And the way we think about it is, you know, Facebook, the way people are searching online, is three categories. One, which is your non-dealer competing brands. So that's the Jiffy Lubes, the Babylines, the Midases of the world. The second way people search is to focus on, you know, the brand that they own, whether that's a Toyota or a Honda, and then the service that they're looking for, whether that's an oil change or a brake repair and so on and so forth. And the third category of searches is typically around people that are looking to schedule. So the typical search term would be scheduled service or scheduled service near me. And if you think about it in those three categories, depending on the budget that you have, my recommendation would be not to focus on going after the Jiffy Lubes and the Babylons.
Really?
Focus on people looking for service and focus on people looking at the OEM and a particular type of service, so whether that's Honda oil change or a scheduled Honda service,
okay,
and so on and so forth. And once you've captured that, then go try and spend money on Jiffy Lube or Babylon. So use your budget effectively. When it comes to Facebook, there are multiple effective ways to do it. One of those is where you could use your existing CRM lists, upload them, you know, from a current customer perspective, people that you think are likely to service or should be in your service lane, and then run specific offers to them on Facebook as well. So that sort of sums up a more concrete what you should do step by step.
Thank you so much. And for those of you who might not know, Arco is actually our Director of Digital Advertising. So thank you so much, Arco. I appreciate that. And Elmer, if you have a follow-up question, you know we always love helping you, sir. Oh, he already wrote in. Thanks, guys. All right, next question comes to you from Tony. He says, are there any suggestions or quick fixes on how to push service business to the website and increase exposure of the dealer website for service in Google searches? I know Greg maybe isn't here yet, but I was kind of hoping maybe Arco or maybe somebody else too might have some insight on this.
Well, Eliana, this is Chris. I think this dovetails with the question that was just asked in terms of fixed operations marketing. Obviously, I think to what Ali had just said and what Greg would also recommend is that you want to have great content and you want to build it around the searches that people are doing or the particular services that you're trying to increase visibility for. In addition to that, you also want to focus on, you know, your paid search advertising, your AdWords, particularly for mobile. Mobile, local, and service are all inextricably linked, and you can actually achieve some pretty strong cost per acquisition in terms of service department phone calls, coupon prints, and appointments set if you have a well managed service campaign that has a tight radius or focuses specifically on the zip codes that you generally service in your service department. One other thing to note there is that your fixed operations can, as Orca was saying, can also target your existing customer base by using Google's customer match. So you can upload your email list, and then you can provide ads that are directly targeted to people who match Google's Gmail list in your area. So somebody could just be checking their Gmail account, and your ad for your service department could pop right up in their Gmail account because you know that they're in your DMS and that they should be servicing in your service department.
Right. Thank you so much, Chris, for jumping in on that. For everyone who might not know, actually our next week's webinar is all about fixed ops marketing strategy. So you might want to check it out next Thursday, 12 noon Eastern, right here. All right? All right. Thank you so much. Tony, if you have a follow-up question, you know we're always here for you. Okay. All right, Clinton, I see what you wrote. All right. Let's go to this next question. I don't know if we have Greg here yet, but I do have a bunch of Greg questions piling up here, so hopefully he'll come in soon. This question actually comes in from Sean. He says, how should I be changing my website, content, or SEO for voice searches? Voice searches? Oh, my gosh, I didn't even know we had those. Okay, voice searches. Is Greg here, or maybe DeVito might be able to jump in on this?
So, Eliana, this is Chris again. I can jump in. So one of the things that we are seeing and that Google had reported is a fairly increase in the number of voice searches that are going on. And so one of the things that that you want to do is take a look at the search terms that are showing up in your organic results, and also look at the search terms that are coming through in your paid search campaigns. For anyone who hasn't already done this, I would strongly recommend that you link your Google Search Console with your Google Analytics. Just a month ago, Google actually began passing pretty much all keyword phrases that are coming out of organic search through to Google Analytics for anyone who has chosen to link their Search Console with their analytics account. So now the same reports that you used to be able to see several years ago before Google began anonymizing organic search phrases, you can now see again with impressions, share, and search volume in your Google Analytics if you link Search Console with analytics. So you can actually see how the phrases are in terms of the length of the phrases are increasing over time, and which phrases you are not ranking as well as you should through your analytics once you hook it up with your Google Search Console account. Great way of figuring out how the search phrases that are driving traffic to your site are being impacted by voice search.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much. All right. I think the next question is going to be for Amir. Amir, you're still with us, right? Amir, where are you? Okay. Oh, double G, made it, babe. All right. Go get yourself something to drink. I got a handful of questions just for you. But our next question comes in from Mark. Mark wrote in, what are the three top performing call to actions that you've noted that provide the kind of behavior you want to ultimately get that car sold for each web page, or specify web page type in answer. Thank you. Also, as it applies to service, and you don't have to limit it to three, but really just the top performing CTAs and where to place it. Again, that comes in from Mark, and I know our conversion specialist is Amir. Amir, you there?
I'm here. You broke up on the first part of the question. I heard the last part.
That's okay. Mark is looking for the three top performing calls to actions that you've noted that will help him sell more cars, and also where to place them.
Okay, great. Excellent question. Starting with the calls to action, it's obviously varies depending upon what action you want them to take. So if we're strictly looking at sales, we have tested a slew of different calls to action, and we've also tested placement as well as the size of the button, color of the button, shape of the button, all the different things that you can possibly imagine. And some of the outcomes are probably not going to be that surprising. What we've seen dealers use more and more often these days is kind of what I like to call a very benign call to action, which has an advantage on the dealership end because you're not really promising too much to when the customer calls or when you respond to the lead. So what we see a lot is people using calls to action like confirm availability or request more information or some of those things that are very, they're not very urgent, they don't create a sense of motivation, and they don't perform very well. But on the other end of the phone, when you call the customer, you don't really have to supply too much information or think very much because it's very easy to say, yes, that car is available, or here's some more information on the vehicle. So that's a great example of what we recommend not to do. Okay. So we look at the call to action and make sure that they're not something that and ask yourself, is there something in it for me? Does this pique my curiosity? Does this make me want to learn more? So we have found a lot of success with request sale price as being one of the ones we typically recommend first and foremost because in all the testing we've done, it continues to outperform the others. Some people have a hard time with that one because they feel like their cars are already priced as low as they could possibly be, and by enticing the customer to contact you on the pretenses of getting a potentially lower price is a conversation they're not comfortable with. In my opinion, as a former retail guy, as a former GSM, former internet manager, it's one of the weakest excuses I've ever heard for a salesperson to say, I don't want to engage in that conversation.
How do you really feel?
So one of the other ones we tested to try to minimize some of that blowback is get today's price, get your instant e-price. All of these have much more impact and have a much higher conversion percentage than confirm availability, request more information, and some of the more uninspiring ones, so to speak.
Okay.
So if you haven't tried request sale price, get today's price, or get your instant e-price, those are three excellent ones to start testing today.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much. You know what? I'm just going to put you on the spot, Amir. I think it might be time for you to do a webinar with me about all of this goodness that you're holding in and not sharing with the good folks out there, okay? So we're going to talk about that offline, okay? All right. Double G, thank you so much for being here today. So good to see the beard. All right. Well, we only have three questions left, and then we'll give away a prize and close out the show, all right? And they're all for you, Greg. Okay, the first question comes in from Devin. Devin says, what is the best way to advertise on Facebook, especially in light of how many ad users are being drowned in it right now? That comes from Devin.
So the important part of that question is that users are drowning. The best way to do it is to not drown people. Facebook has the most insane targeting abilities. And if you correctly target your audience and push out ads that are relevant to that audience, they're not going to drown. That's the trick. You've got to make sure that the ads that you're pushing out on Facebook are really, truly relevant to those people so that they are going to engage and not say, why am I getting all this crap in my Facebook feed? So the right way to do it is just to target your audience correctly and make sure you've got the right kind of message and you're not creepy.
So that you're not creepy? That's your professional advice, don't be creepy? Okay, here we go.
Well, you can't say stuff like, hey, we know you were in our store 2 weeks ago and didn't buy a car, so come do this, because that's kind of a little bit too far over the line. So you have to tread that thin line between being very highly targeted, yet not making it obvious that you're so highly targeted.
I got you. Okay, another question just came in as well, so we're going to do three more questions. Okay, so next question, Greg, for you, is from Allison. She says, what are Google local source tags? I've heard I need to use it in my SEO. This is from Allison.
It's a new thing that Google has rolled out related to local news. For car dealers, it really isn't anything that someone should worry about at this point.
Really?
It's basically saying this is a local news source. The problem is the stuff that dealers are talking about on their blogs or on their websites is not local news, so it's not really applicable to the sort of things that our dealers are going to be needing to do.
All right, good.
There's a lot. Just because it's some shiny new object that helps a little bit with Google's news feed doesn't mean that it's something that everyone should jump onto and say, oh my gosh, this is the silver bullet for SEO. The important thing is making sure you've got awesome content and awesome links, and that always will be the case until Google makes a very major update. But this shouldn't be something that's a shiny new object that distracts people from doing the right stuff.
I love it. All right, one last thing for us to do. Allison, you got a follow-up question? We'd love to hear back from you. All right, Greg. Steve wrote in, and he says, I've heard about these beacons, but I don't really understand how to use them at my dealership. Could you explain what they are, how they work, and how my store could use them?
Sure. Let me pull one out of my bag to show you.
But you have one?
That is a beacon. So a beacon is, think of it almost like a Wi-Fi hub. It is a Bluetooth-enabled device. This has a piece of sticky tape there on the back, so you just, slap it on the desk, or, if this was your front door, slap it on the edge of your front door, and it's got about a 30-foot radius, so anyone that comes within the radius can potentially have this interact with their phone. So the way that beacons were originally meant to work is you would have a dedicated custom app for the place of business. So let's say you're at the Gap, and I'm walking through the Gap, and I've got my phone out, and I've got the Gap app open so I can figure out what it is that I'm buying. But I'm heading towards the khakis, but I walk by the jeans, and there's an app in the jeans section.
Okay.
And it pops up a message on my phone inside the app. It says, hey, look, we're having a special in jeans today. And I'm like, okay, cool, I'll buy some jeans. That's kind of how it's meant to work. But for car dealers, it doesn't really make sense, because who's really going to install an app for your dealership before they've even bought from you? If they're just considering buying from you, there's not really any motivation for them to download an app and have it open while they're shopping at the dealership. So the provider that we use kind of made the leap to go, and instead of creating a special app, they've gone and paid for other app creators to include their code. So now there's an entire app network, so if anyone with any of those apps comes into the range of the beacon at the dealership, now it can interact and pop up that message. But again, I don't really care about that. What I do care about is all of the apps are location-enabled, which this is where it gets a little creepy because people don't realize this. Every location-enabled app, even if the app isn't open, it's always pinging location services, which means if you come within range of the beacon knows that you were within range of the beacon even if you didn't have an app open. And the back end of the system is tied directly into Facebook. So now if I have one of these at my front door, I can now run Facebook retargeting ads at actual foot traffic from the dealership instead of retargeting people that were just on my website. So now they've opened it up, and we can put multiple beacons in a dealership. So let's say we've got one in the front door, one in finance, one in parts, one in service. Now I can figure out by which beacon these people were attached to or tagged by, I can start running really targeted ads. If I have this in finance, and every time somebody's going back into the finance department, they're tagged by this, I can be pretty sure they bought a car. Well, then I can set up a Facebook ad to automatically retarget these people every 3 months to have them come back in for oil change.
Really?
It's not something I even have to update. I could do that right now anyway, but I'd have to take my list of customers every month and upload it to Facebook to do that. So there's that manual process of doing that. With this, you're hitting the people that are tagged by the beacon that you know were in financing. but it's a running 3-month window. So you just say, run this at the people that were at my location of 3 months ago, and that window updates. You never have to touch it again other than keeping your budget updated. So it's pretty crazy. And we've been running some initial tests on this because we got early access to this before it was released last month. And we've seen some crazy, crazy results, like up to a 56% increase in click-through rate compared to standard Facebook targeting. So it's pretty ridiculous.
Wow, so beacons are that effective?
Everyone should definitely check out beacons. There's a lot of really neat things that you can do with them in the dealership. And, you know, the app network is in the 55 to 60 million monthly active user range across the United States. We dropped it in a Toyota dealership in North Carolina, and we're consistently getting 150 to 160 people a week, unique people that are tagged by that beacon. So, you know, if you're a smaller dealership, even if it's only 20, 25% of the people who walk through your door, that's 20 to 25% of the people who walk through your door that you can run ridiculously targeted ads at that are going to convert better than anything else you could possibly do. So
Wow. Definitely
something people should check out.
Well, hey now. All right, Steve, great question. If you have a follow-up question, let's do it. All right, thank you, Greg, so much. I do have one last question that snuck in here, and I believe it's for Amir again. So, Amir, if you could saunter up to that microphone. This one comes in from Kendra. She says, we've tried that, quote-unquote, contact for e-price thing. We've had horrible responses because it looks like we are just throwing out prices and that our word isn't true. I'm at a 3-generation store that loves being old school in their nature, so they really don't like ruffling feathers of customers. What other calls to action is good other than the e-price? Amir, you there?
He is here, but I just wanted to chime in, and then I'll let him chime in. This is Ali. So completely understand your concerns and with the whole e-price piece and why, you know, how that may negatively affect people. It also does generate some pretty good results in terms of if you look at percentage-wise what impact it will have. The concept is that it's a way of motivating the user, incentivizing them in a fashion, getting them to be curious about, has the pricing that I'm seeing online changed? So it doesn't have to be, you know, focusing on e-price. One of the other things that we've done is, and I forget the exact verbiage for it, but getting today's pricing or getting our market pricing, something along those lines where it's basically the concept isn't that, you know, get your e-price. The concept is that, look, we've priced our vehicles, and here's what the pricing is online today. But, hey, look, we price our vehicles daily, and what may be online may not be the most up-to-date price point. So, you know, click here to find out if this is the best pricing on this vehicle, essentially, is the messaging that we're trying to get around. So it's not a shady way of describing anything. It's not saying that you're going to get a better price point by submitting your contact information, but it still does satisfy the need to motivate users. So I would, if I were you, I would test around some verbiage that kind of goes along with what I just said about get, you know, today's pricing or get our, what was the market one that we've done? Do you remember our live market pricing? Something along those lines. Try that. That's a pretty good one. Amir, I'll let you jump in as well. I
think you hit it on the head with trying various calls to action that are acceptable and on brand for your dealership and the way they do business. Where I might chime in a little bit is, on the other end of the call, when you're responding to these leads, there isn't a dealership that I can think of, unless you're a one-price store, that would not sell a car for $100 less than what it's advertised on the website. So if you walk into almost any dealership in America that's not a one-price store and says, I'll take this car advertised on the website, I want a $100 discount, won't sell the car. That's all you have to do to fulfill your promise to this customer on whether or not there's a, you know, any additional sale price available on this vehicle. And what that does psychologically is it lets the dealer believe truly that you have really priced this vehicle as aggressively as possible and that the only additional discount that is available is $100. So if it says something like request an e-price or request a sale price or request today's market price or get an instant price, when you start the conversation, you say, We have priced our vehicles as aggressively as possible on the website, but what I'm authorized to do for you today, if you could come in, you know, by today or tomorrow, is I can further discount this price by $100. And that $100 will really go a long way in helping that customer feel reassured that that car has been fully, all the margin, the gross profit, has been discounted, and they're truly getting a great deal. Something to try out and see if it works at your store.
I love it. Kendra wrote back in, I like the $100 less price. Thank you so much. All right, Kendra, great question. Thank you so much. All right, we got one more question that snuck on in. This one is from Philip. Philip, you're our last question of the day, sir. This question is for Greg. He says, Greg, what was the name of the company for the beacons that you referred to with the location-enabled app network?
So we use Yext as our provider, but you can't just be a dealer and call up Yext and say, I want the beacons. You have to get the beacons from a Yext partner company, which is someone that is a Yext partner reseller. So you can get them from us. There's a couple other people out there, but we're the only people that are doing it within automotive right now. So that's kind of a, hey, you got to kind of call us if you want to do it. If you call them, they'll tell you you've got to call one of us anyway. So unfortunately, it's not something you can just do as a one-off with them directly.
I gotcha. All right, Philip, I hope that answers your question. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today and your expertise. Great Q&A session today. I love our Q3 Automotive Marketing Briefing. Before I let everyone go, we got some fun stuff to give away. That's right. It's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, well, I announced that our good friends over at AutoHook are actually sponsoring this week's webinar giveaway. AutoHook is a showroom traffic driver, and they've built the ultimate attribution engine. It tracks the customer through the lead, the showroom visit, and the purchase, and then delivers a cost per sale that's best in the industry. One lucky webinar attendee is going to win a $250 e-gift card from AutoHook. All you have to do is get to your keyboard and be the first person to answer the giveaway question correctly. Of course, if you're a vendor, we love having vendors on our show, of course, but we're going to ask you to please sit this one out. This prize is intended for dealership personnel only. Thank you so much. Okay, here we go. Good luck, everyone. And yes, you may guess. You may guess more than once, and you may guess often. All right, here's your question. It's not an easy one. Good luck, everyone. According to a recent Google study, what percentage of clicks on mobile search ads convert into a showroom visit? According to a recent Google study, what percentage of clicks on mobile search ads convert into a showroom visit? By the way, no one has gotten it. Keep going. You're all too high. Oh, some people are getting low now. All right. Think lower. Except for you, Lexi, you're too low. I'm waiting for somebody to get this right. So close. Oh, we have a winner. We have a winner. Oh, my gosh. David Sharp, you are the winner today. 6% is the correct answer. According to a recent Google study, only 6% of clicks on mobile search ads actually convert into a showroom visit. 6%. David Sharp, congratulations. No stranger to winning on my show, I might add. Now, David, right on in. I'm going to need, actually, I don't need anything from you. I just need your email address, my friend. So right on in. Let me make sure that I have the correct one for you. And audience, you know what? I know we only had one prize today, but guess what? We give away cool prizes every week. So come on back to another Dealer On webinar, and who knows, that could be the day that you win a very cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. Thank you, everyone, for playing along. Congratulations to David Sharp on your win. And, of course, we got to thank our good friends over at AutoHook for their incredible generosity. And remember, for more information about AutoHook, you can check out lead2show.com. That's lead with the number 2, show.com. David, congratulations. You're going to be hearing directly from our friends at AutoHook about collecting your $250 e-gift card. Congrats. All right. I want to thank everyone at the Dealer On executive team who joined us today. Let me see if I can get this right. We had Ali Amirazvani, Amir Amirazvani. We had Greg Gifford, Chris Deringer, Michael DeVito, and Arco, of course. So thank you, everyone, for coming in and sharing your expertise. We very much appreciate it. Don't worry, we'll have you all back for the Q4 Automotive Marketing Briefing. Of course, I got to remind the audience, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will be emailed to you later today for your reference. Please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And today's webinar is also going to be posted online within 24 hours. All you have to do is go to dealeron.com/webinars, where you can view our upcoming webinar schedule or access any of our past webinars, too. And hey, you know what? This webinar is going to conclude in just a minute. And when it does, you're going to get a short survey. We would love it if you'd fill out that survey. We want to know what you thought of today's presentation. And if you have any ideas for future Dealer On webinar presentations, well, we'd like to hear that too. So let your opinion be heard. Also want to let you know that Sean Raines and Greg Gifford will both be presenting at the upcoming Internet Battle Plan in Myrtle Beach. And they're also going to be speaking at the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention in Vegas. We actually have a slide for that, so hopefully we can go forward a slide for that, just so you can see that. And Dealeron is going to be there, too, at Digital Dealer. We're going to be at booth 601. So if you're going to be there, hey, stop by, say hi. Of course, say hi to Sean and Greg, two of the nicest, most awesomest guys in the auto industry today. And hopefully I'll get to see you there. I'll be over at the Digital Dealer. So stop by booth 601 and say hi. And our last slide, Chris, I don't know if you're still there, but go forward a couple slides, dude. One more slide. Go ahead, go forward and... One more slide. Invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar, 12 critical fixed ops marketing strategies you should be doing, but you probably aren't. When it comes to the service drive, nearly every dealership is slacking. That's right, you heard me say it. It's no wonder that consumers are drifting away from dealership service lanes to tune up their cars at national service chains like Pep Boys and Jiffy Lube. Simply put, dealers earn the majority of their overall profit from the service department, yet they are just not promoting that profit center online. Instead, the service department is deprived of the online attention it needs to drive more bottom-line revenue, and no dealership can afford that. Do you want to make more profit from your service department? Of course you do. In this incredible one-hour webinar, Glenn Posh, CEO of PCG Companies, will share 12 critical fixed-op digital marketing strategies that will draw more customers into your service lanes and, just as important, retain current service clients. There are a dozen different ways you can greatly improve your most lucrative profit center, from proven social media strategies to connecting your direct mail and website in a way that converts more. Using these strategies will give you the swift and dramatic fixed ops boost you've been looking for. So stop the slacking. Let's get cracking. If you're ready to learn the 12 critical fixed ops marketing strategies you should be doing but probably aren't, then this is a presentation you can't afford to miss. So register now. And don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding our webinars and our topics, hey, we'd love to hear from you. Contact me directly at Eliana@DealerOn.com, or you can track me down online. I'm on Google, Facebook. I'm on all the automotive social networks. I mean, seriously, I'm really easy to find. So don't be shy. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care.